This year, congressional gridlock brought the Federal Highway Trust Fund to the brink of running out of cash before lawmakers were able to cobble together a short-term patch to keep it funded. That's why the administration is fanning out across the U.S. touting federal investments. Today's stop for the vice president is Norfolk, where the Port of Virginia's Norfolk International Terminals were recently awarded a $15 million Tiger Grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation. The project requires a $16 million investment from the port and is expected to ease truck traffic through neighborhoods in the region. The vice president is scheduled to be flanked by Governor Terry McAuliffe, Senator Mark Warner, and Congressman Bobby Scott, all Democrats. Virginia Beach Republican Congressman Scott Ridgel was invited, but his office says the event conflicts with previously scheduled events, though his Democratic challenger, Suzanne Patrick, is attending. I'm Matt Laszlo.